My Coptic Church.
Welcome to Saint Shorts, inspirational stories based on the lives of saints. On this day of the year 54 of the Martyrs, 338 AD, Saint James, Bishop of Nisibis, departed. He was born in the city of Nisibis in Mesopotamia. He was brought up since his young age on godliness and the love for the poor. He studied the Holy Bible and some other subjects. He cherished the monastic life where he dedicated himself for worship, prayer, fasting, and asceticism. God granted him the gift of performing miracles, and the fame of his holiness and virtues became well known. When the Bishop of Nisibis departed, the clergy and the people chose James to be their bishop to shepherd them in the year 319 AD. He persevered in the life of piety and asceticism. He cared to comfort the mourners, visit the sick, and attended to the poor, widows, and orphans while building churches. He was one of the bishops that attended the first Universal Council at Nicaea in 325 AD and agreed to its decisions and canons. When the king of Persia seized the city of Nisibis, he opened in the city walls a crevice to enter and sack the city. This holy father prayed to God to protect his people, and in the morning the Persian king found the walls still standing with no opening, and God brought upon him and his army swarms of mosquitoes and wasps. They fled and left the city alone. When Saint James completed his good endeavor, he departed in peace. When we think about the Council of Nicaea and its momentous impact on the Orthodox faith and against the heresy at the time, we often draw our attention to the pinnacle character in the story, Saint Athanasius. Yet, as the recounting of this story of Saint James reminds us, no one is ever alone. Although truly blessed in the Orthodox faith for such pillars as St. Athanasius, he himself will tell us that a pillar must be on a good foundation to withstand. And that foundation is the people, the whole purpose for the Church's existence. Hundreds of bishops, priests, and deacons were in attendance during this council, and yet our main recollection is often only on the one individual. In 1 Corinthians, St. Paul reminds us that we are all part of one body. When attending a liturgy, our focus is on Jesus Christ and the altar, and by extension, the priests, deacons, and readings, as it should be. But we must remember to look around and witness the whole body of Christ, that God is to each of them as much as God is to us. Sometimes, in their darkest hours of need, God is even more with them. Godliness flowed through St. James, Bishop of Nisibis, so much so that his prayer for protection against the Persian attack was answered. Though the story of his life accounts for several other miracles, this one stands out, probably well documented, which is why we know of it today. This power flows through all of us, equally and fully. God loves us all, and just as we take care of our own bodies, so too does God look after each and every one of us. And this is on display every time we attend a liturgy. During communion, a priest and deacon will stop if a tiny portion of the body falls from the plate. The priest will bend down to pick it up, while the deacon stands guard. The next time this is witnessed, recall this. That portion of the body is us, and God bends down to pick us up. We are that important to God. May the blessings and prayers of St. James, Bishop of Nisibis, be with us all, and the glory be to God forevermore.